Now, a serious illness might stop most of us from pursuing an athletic career. But our next guest decided not to let multiple sclerosis stop her and has gone farther in her sport than she ever expected. Alyssa Fensel is in her second year competing at the international level for para taekwondo, having classified for the sport in 2016. She's a registered nurse, a single parent of two kids, and a Team USA para taekwondo athlete training for a chance at competing in Tokyo in 2020. She lives and trains in Stevens Point. Alyssa, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I want to set the scene. You were already doing taekwondo. You'd had two car accidents. In one of them, you found out you had MS. You had this diagnosis. Did it occur to you at that point, like, okay, maybe taekwondo is done for me?
Yeah, actually, I ended up taking a six-year hiatus from taekwondo because of recovery from the car accidents, trying to deal with the MS diagnosis. Even may have been a few years longer than that. I took a significant break because I just didn't know how my life was going to end up changing because of the diagnosis and the car accident.
And, you know, it's really easy to convince me not to do something athletic. I probably would have been done forever. What brought you back into it years later?
I decided after having a couple kids, I needed to do something to get healthier. I had had large weight gain. I was almost 300 pounds. I had previous success with taekwondo, losing weight. It was a fun social activity. Everybody's active. Everybody pushes each other. So I decided to give it a go and see what happened.
Before we talk more about taekwondo and getting back into it, can you talk about MS? I think everybody's probably heard of multiple sclerosis, but how does it affect you on a day-to-day basis?
Multiple sclerosis has a very wide range of effects on people. For me, I'm lucky it's very, very mild. If you saw me walking down the street, you wouldn't know that I had the disability or that it really affected me. For me, my symptoms are most pronounced when I overheat. I have very poor heat tolerance, so when I get too hot, fatigue sets in a lot faster. I start having some balance issues. A lot of it for me is stuff that only I can tell. When I'm doing very heavy training regimens or workouts, then towards the end, I start having trouble make my body do what I want it to do. So, you know, I want to do a certain type of kick. I have a hard time keeping my balance and actually performing that kick well.
What was it like when you first started training with, difficulty, sometimes overheating, balance, and getting back into this fairly demanding activity?
Yeah, well, when I started, I was really overweight. So I didn't notice it so much because the weight and just trying to get my endurance back up really kind of masked how it is. Now that I can do more, my endurance is higher and I've lost 100 pounds, I can do a lot more. So I'm starting to notice it more. So like this past weekend, I did a four-hour session. We had some athletes join us from the Chicago and Milwaukee areas. And, you know, between hours 3 and 4, I was really starting to notice that I was slowing down. My reflexes weren't as good. So I just have to kind of pace myself as I need to.
You said when you got back into it, it was for health reasons, getting some activity, maybe losing some weight along the way. Did you have any idea that, hey, maybe someday I'm going to compete at this?
No, I actually went to 2016 Nationals just to have the experience of competing at that level because I also coach the younger kids at the studio. So for me, it's easier to help relay things to other people if I've done it myself. I went just to do it to say I did it. Next thing I know, I'm classified to Team USA para taekwondo, and I have to start getting ready for international competition because I have a very real shot at Tokyo in 2020.
When did you first find out that there was a para taekwondo national team?
When I was at Nationals in Virginia in 2016, I was at a meeting with my coach, and they started talking about the call for athletes and looking for people. I started doing some research, saw multiple sclerosis was a classifiable diagnosis that would get me in front of the International Paralympic Committee's classifying team. And from there, they do a rigorous physical exam, and they go through your medical records. And from there, they decide if you qualify to compete or not. So I sat with the classifiers. My coach actually, he kind of laughed at me. He's like, there's no way. He actually didn't even know I had multiple sclerosis until that trip. I hadn't told him because I didn't want him to treat me any differently. So he does still give me a hard time about that. He then, you know, he was pretty disbelievable that it would be something we get to do. But, you know, what's the worst they can do? Tell us no. We went, and then we came back, and they told us that, yes, I did classify and to start getting ready. And it's like, okay, now we got to figure out how to do this. So we're both learning this together. It was announced in 2016 that Para-Taekwondo would make its debut at the 2020 game.
It's been a long road from getting back into Taekwondo after the accidents and the diagnosis, and now you've got this 2020 deadline looking at you. How do you get from here to hopefully Japan in 2 years?
A lot of hard work. I mean, as soon as we got on the team, I started training quite heavily to make my debut on the international scene in Las Vegas, which is the U.S. Open. That was last year, 2017. And just see what happens. I went up against the number 2 seed in the world at Las Vegas and beat her 8-1. And I was actually the lowest ranked athlete, so I had a couple other matches before her. So it was quite an entrance to the scene. Had a lot of success last year. Now I'm starting my second cycle of international competition. I had my first event this year in Las Vegas with the U.S. Open again. I came home with a silver medal from that event, a gold in Pumse. When they classify us, you either get classified to sparring or Pumse, which is the forms competition. And the neurological diagnoses, such as multiple sclerosis, some of them can be classified to be able to do both. Mm-hmm. I am one of maybe 6 or 7 in the world that is classified to both and the only one in the world that competes in both.
What do you think you've learned about yourself through this whole experience?
Just because somebody thinks I can't or won't be able to do something doesn't mean it's true. Just that drive and determination and finding that with a lot of work and creativity and help from people around that I can do just about anything I want.
Now, the other Paralympic Games are going on. The Winter Paralympic Games are happening right now in South Korea. Anybody you're rooting for or looking at for inspiration?
You know, you root for everybody. It's one of the cool things is we're all a team. We all work together. You root for everybody. You want to see all of your teammates on Team USA do well. So as I get the reports, I've been trying to wish everybody well. It's hard to reach out to them because I don't know a lot of the winter sports athletes. Haven't had the opportunity to meet any of them yet. Hopefully that comes as I do my travels. But you know, you want to see everybody do well. I know that's one of the kind of fun things I've noticed with the Taekwondo event is after the competition's done, all the athletes, regardless of the country they represent, get together and talk, spend some time together, translators used as necessary, so that we can all visit a little bit. We're opponents on the mat, but then building friendships when we're off the mat.
It's a good place to leave it. Alyssa, good luck over the next couple of years.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Alyssa Fensel is a Team USA Para-Taekwondo athlete. She lives and trains in Stevens Point. Now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you do to keep active? What role does your sport or exercise or fitness activity have in your life? Is there a sport that you play or wish you could go back to playing? Maybe something you played in your childhood? Call us now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation, hopefully hear from you, coming up on Central Time.